Nancy Pelosi hints at plot to remove Trump from office before election, 25th Amendment. By Joel B. Polak on October 8, 2020. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, hinted at a plan Thursday to remove President Donald Trump from office using the 25th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow, come here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment, she told reporters during her weekly press briefing, as she fielded questions about negotiations on coronavirus relief funds. Democrats, and a few never-Trump Republicans, have long talked about using the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from power, ever since Trump first took office in 2017. The text of the 25th Amendment reads, Section 1. In case of the removal of the president from office or of his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. Section 2. Whenever there is a vacancy in the office of the vice president, the president shall nominate a vice president who shall take office upon confirmation by a majority vote of both houses of Congress. Section 3. Whenever the president transmits to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives his written declaration that he is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, and until he transmits to them a written declaration to the contrary, such powers and duties shall be discharged by the vice president as acting president. Section 4. Whenever the vice president and a majority of either the principal officers of the executive departments or of such other body as Congress may by law provide, transmit to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting president. Thereafter, when the president transmits to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives his written declaration that no inability exists, he shall resume the powers and duties of his office unless the vice president and a majority of either the principal officers of the executive department or of such other body as Congress may by law provide, transmit within 4 days to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. Thereupon Congress shall decide the issue, assembling within 48 hours for the purpose if not in session. If the Congress, within 21 days after receipt of the latter written declaration, or, if Congress is not in session, within 21 days after Congress is required to assemble, determines by two-thirds vote of both houses that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall continue to discharge the same as acting president. Otherwise, the president shall resume the powers and duties of his office. Last week, social media accounts were abuzz with the suggestion of using the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office, given his coronavirus diagnosis. Though the president was discharged from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Monday, and appears to be recovering rapidly, Pelosi evidently has decided to elevate social media chatter to a plan of action. Last year, Pelosi led the House in impeaching President Trump. He was acquitted in a subsequent trial in the Senate. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.